This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights, the sounds, the scenes, and the people. And this is Takeover Tuesday, so this show's all about you, the listener, and people. For those of you following along on Twitter, you know there was an explosion yesterday that Sunday, that I didn't expect. We'll get to that later, my Dune giveaway. But let me get through a few things here, some little pleasantries before we get to all of the big fun. We got a lot going on this week. If you haven't already, please go to YouTube, hit subscribe there. Could use a boost over there. Twitter has overtaken YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter at BrightsideHT, which it looks like most of you are, the listeners, that is. If you're not, you can email me at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com if you ever want to get in touch with me. And also, to support the podcast, another way to support the podcast, other than participating, listening, chiming in, giving me advice, giving me critiques, giving me movies to watch, all of that fun stuff is a great way to participate. But if you want to participate monetarily, you can go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater and sign up for a monthly donation. That would be fantastic, because this is what I have decided. If you didn't notice, on Twitter, I put out a thank you, because I hit 400 Twitter followers on Sunday, and I was pretty excited about it, because I'm trying to grow the podcast organically. People that like to hear what I'm talking about, if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's what I do. There's other ways to grow your brand on Twitter, and to be honest with you, I'll tell you, everybody knows, you just start following a bunch of people that are like-minded, and they follow you back. But they don't necessarily, you don't get to interact with them, you don't know who they are, and you just hope that they just continue to follow you. So I didn't want to do that. I did that with my other podcast, and it was a great way to, when I started out, I got a bunch of listeners that way. I just went from it was crazy. One day I went from having like 111, if I remember, on Brightside Chat, and like 3 days later I was at like 500, and it grew exponentially so fast just by following a bunch of people. But I found that to be a little bit fake, and not that what I'm doing, and I'll say with my Dune giveaway, isn't a little bit fake. It kind of is, but it is a way to get the word out. And I truly want to say thank you to everybody that's supporting me on Twitter for getting my name out there. And I didn't think it would blow up the way it did. And it was crazy. I woke up the next morning and I had over 100 new followers, and I was like, wow, okay. Thank you. I apologize to everybody that I tagged in it. I didn't realize that it would blow up this way. And I'm sure all the people that got tagged, I will do it different next time, because there will be a next time. I do love giving stuff away. I love giving back. And that's why I tied this notification in right here with the podcast with Patreon. That's where my money's going. And I figure that's the best way to let you guys know. All the money I get from Patreon is going right back out in giveaways and stuff. I mean, I can buy gear with it, but I do that anyways. But I want to roll this podcast back into this podcast. And the best way to do it is any money I get from Patreon goes right back to you guys in the form of gifts and in giveaways and all of that. You know, at the end of this podcast, there'll be an opportunity for the listeners, who I really, really want to thank. But I wanted to give you guys a second opportunity. And I'll tell you about that at the end of the podcast. But that will do it for that. But we have to get to, you guys know, on Takeover Tuesday, I read the all the new Twitter followers. So you may want to jump ahead a minute maybe or something, because I'm going to read them all, because that's my word. I said every week that's what I do, and I have all my new Twitter followers, and I have like 100 and something new Twitter followers. So it's going to sound like a school closing back in the snow days when I was a kid. So I will do my best to get through this as fast as possible, but here you go. This is a new Twitter follower from that was previous to that, and it was Reginald Boyd, and he followed me before. Thanks for coming back, Reginald. But he followed me. He was the first one new Twitter follower I would have mentioned anyways. And then Noise, Art, Benson H, and P. And Fra Hughes, at Fra Hughes, I believe was the 400th follower, and that was Fra. So all of those people followed me, quote unquote, organically. And all the rest, here we go. I'm going to read first names only, but here you go. If you're new, thank you for joining. Thank you for listening, for checking it out, just by, because that was the idea. If I get 100 new followers, I know a bunch will drop off after the contest is over. But if I pick up 5 new listeners out of it, fantastic. And if you're one of these 5 or whatever it is, fantastic. That was the point of it. And I'm very happy for it. I'm very happy for all the support that everybody gave. And we got a few comments coming up later, but let's get through all these. So we got Ilsa, Alui, Nathan, Dave, Kurt, GM, HN, Isaac, Keith, Blas, Jamie, Kilifi, Brandon, MN Horror Nerd, Chip, Jibble, Quis, Quiis, Matthew, David, Emon, Corey, Jacob, CN, Mark, Todd, Michael, 72 Foreigner, G-O, Justin again, another second Justin, back to back, Clarker 24, Ryan, IG, Mr. Grumpy, that's probably Tom from AV Rant when it's his burner account. Cat Daddy Wee Dills. That was this whole first name on Twitter, anyways. Archie, Timothy, Jakob, Captain Nemo, Surprise Attack, Federico, Arberia 55, Art, Rorschach. He kind of looks funny to me. Doc Cornschwabbles. Aaron, Kander, Jambopal, JP, Nathan, Alan, Timmers, True Bears fan, Ma Brand, Tyson, Game Genie, Dan, Helmet, Andre, Ricardo, Nacho Bacon, Mark, Hugo, Neo, Daniel, Grace, Littleton Film, Hugo Weaving, spelled differently, Orist, Mark, Shane, Mark again, Sergio, Aaron, The Retro Junkie, Kiri, Simon, Paul, Mike, Michael, Jason, Inezi, Dustin, The Let's Play Guy, Mackin, David Grace, Diano, Jacob, Southern, The Red Crow, Kevin, Ryan, Brian, Daft, G-Train, Hit Rev Alku, I don't know, Matthew, Daniel, Zach, C. Chase, Rafikat, Aristotle, 45, John, Lassie, Josh, J.P.S. Bobby, Jordan, K.B. and K.C., Rod, Hayden, Manolo, Joseph, Dave, Vader the Traitor, Matthew, Mike, Mixologist, Donna, and finally, last but not least, Bob. Swear to God, that's the last one, Bob. That's pretty funny. So those are all my new Twitter followers this week. Thank you very much. Like I said, honestly, did not expect that to blow up. I was talking with a couple of people and I said, I'm like, I thought I would pick up like 15, 20 followers. I said to my kids, I'm like, if I get 30, hey, it's a buck a listener for the pot from the, would have been out of my mind if I got 30 and I woke up this morning and I was over 100 new followers. And yes, I did not expect that. And my kids are laughing at me right now going, Dad, what did you expect? You're giving something away for free. People love free stuff and it's a great movie. I was like, I know. I just didn't think anybody, I don't know. All right. So thank you very much, everybody. Let's move along to you guys and let's start off with something really fun. Not that this podcast isn't really fun, but Steve George and I, we love to go back and forth. And Steve has a single box of Junior Mints in his concession stand. And whenever he puts out a picture of his concession stand, somebody always comments. And somebody commented this week and he tagged me and they were like, Junior Mints. And the comment was, Junior Mints, they look like the mint puppets I always used to have in the cinema. I don't know what mint puppets are, but I imagine that's something from over in England. And Steve replied to the Twitter person and said, oh, and if you want them, you'll have to fight Brightside HT for them as he has dibs. And yes, I have dibs. And that's one of the things I was talking about this week with somebody that maybe you'll hear about soon. But I was talking about that's one of the plans I want to do for the podcast is be able to visit and travel and see these places and people. And Steve and I have talked and I would love to someday get over there and be able to partake in his Junior Mints. So they are there waiting for me. But someday, maybe when all this COVID is over, that'll be part of the podcast too. Traveling around the world and being able to meet some of you people and see some of these theaters and actually experience them and make them part of this theater. So plans, who knows? Maybe we don't get hit with another pandemic and it can happen someday. But yeah, thanks, Steve. I love seeing those there. It's hysterical. Mark V at AV Rant, at Brightside HT, and at First Reflect. Still getting used to Twitter, LOL, but here's a funny podcast. And this episode is about Down Under. These guys are hilarious. And the podcast is called This Paranormal Life. Listen to this episode from Paranormal Life on Spotify, the Sydney Opera House. I haven't had a chance to listen. It says, is Australia real? Is number 246, podcast number 246, is Australia real? I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I thought I'd pass it along to you guys. I've been busy at home. I usually listen. That's all I do at work is listen to podcasts. So this is definitely being my cue for when I get busy at work again, working by myself 8 hours a day, just me and my podcasts. So thanks, Mark. Can't wait to get back to that. Recommendation from G. Cornell. Have you watched this series? If not, take a look and report back. And he's talking about The Expanse. And I said, yes, I did start it. I started a few months ago, and I actually, probably it was last summer, somewhere in there. And I got through season one, and I'm into like episode two. I stopped at episode two. I just went back and looked the other day. I really liked it. Fell off, other things happened. But basically he replied to me, he said, sci-fi in space with projection and sound. You have to make this the time to finish this. And I actually probably will. This is on the short list of shows I'm going to go to next. Right now I'm in the middle of finishing up season two of For All Mankind, which is fantastic and looks fantastic. Apple TV Plus is nailing it. We got a comment on that coming up in a second. But absolutely loving season two on that. But every morning I get up before I come downstairs and I watch a show. Sometimes, depending on the time, sometimes it's not even a whole show. I'll stop right in the middle and then I just do my workout, go to work. But I have a little more time in the wintertime because it's cold out. So I don't get to work outside. I don't get to work as early. So yeah, this is probably on the short list of shows to watch next. The Expanse. The other one I was thinking of is Lost in Space over on Netflix. So I'm tossing up between those two, I think, right now on which one I want to do next. But we'll see. We'll see. Plenty of great content out there. Steve George again. And this is one that we always have fun with. Midway. I think I was the last one to lob the ball across the net on this one. And it was when I was talking with Brent Butterworth, as a matter of fact. Brent Butterworth loved Midway, and we laughed about it. And I commented in that podcast with Brent that I'm like, oh, Steve didn't like it. And we go back and forth. And Ultra HD Blu-ray at Ultra HD Blu-ray tweeted out the regular UHD Blu-ray disc on the page is actually a French import. Here's the French Steelbook edition, regular, and it's all about Midway. And Steve used the GIF of, or GIF, however you want to say it, of the little kid running down the hall and then turning around and running away like, I don't like that. And because he didn't like it. And I was like, I got up in the morning, and one of the first things you do when you get up in the morning is you pick up your phone and you look and see what's gone on. And one of the first things I saw was this, and I literally laughed out loud. So I replied to him. I said, having friends in earlier time zones means everything. It means everything now. And then, it means every now and then you get to wake up to a laugh out loud moment. What a great way to start the day. And I was like, thanks, buddy. It's hysterical. But it was. I literally laughed out loud. It was pretty funny. So thanks for that, Steve. Appreciate it. Todd Anderson tagged me in a tweet about the new SVS in-wall 3000 subwoofer. I am super interested in this. There are no specs on it yet. But in my size room, if this can match it, and they're calling it the 3000 in-wall, I'm hoping, I got my fingers crossed, that it can match my 2000s, my PB2000. I have two PB2000s, but if this could match that, I would be really interested in demoing this and testing it out. Where I'm not asking them to send me anything. I'll buy it and I'll demo it. And if it doesn't work out, and I don't think it's, you know, first I got to see its specs. If its specs will equal the PB2000, I would definitely do it. And then, you know, maybe upgrade from there. But that would give you a little bit more space. Throw it in the front wall or something like that. One in the front and the rear. It would give people a lot more options in a room where you're not taking up a lot of space, because the amplifier is external. I read the article on it. It's pretty cool. The amplifier is external, and you can, I can't remember the price. I want to say it was like $1,000 for one, but then the second one is like, it's only, I think it's 700 or so. I can't remember the numbers. I'm sorry about that, but check it out. Just Google 3000, SVS 3000 in-wall, and you'll see it. But anyways, it would give you a lot more options, because one of the things people don't like right now is that they take up a lot of space. Now, this one, granted, you have to cut a hole in your wall, but if you could cut a hole in your wall and then paint over or speaker grill cloth, maybe, you know, the significant other wouldn't really care as much. I don't know. But I know for my sake, I'm not trying to sell this thing. I'm excited for it for myself, because I think it's going to be great. So hopefully it meets the specs or comes close to the specs of a PB2000. I have my reservations, but if it does, I'll definitely be trying that out. So I'm super excited for this. Thanks for tagging me, Todd. All right. Next up, we have a tweet from Jordan Carpenter. And he tweeted out that Discussing Film had talked about a Godzilla spinoff series on Apple TV. And then, of course, WV Brew tweets out to me at Brightside HT, tweeted out the exact same thing. Damn, here we go. Apple TV, best deal in streaming verse. And I like that term, streaming verse, because Apple TV lands an untitled Godzilla and the Titans series based on the series of Monarch. So they're going to do a series about the organization that, you know, is following up on all of these monsters. I don't even know. I read the article. I'm not even sure they're going to be monsters in it, because they could just be doing a thing about Monarch and have monsters side, you know, in the background. That's what they're talking about, but they don't actually bring out the monsters. It's just an entire drama about Monarch. I don't know, but I'm hoping that there's monsters in it. But what I do know is I have, you know, I'm almost 95% sure it's going to be awesome, because I love the Godzilla verse. I love Apple TV's production quality. I think that they're going to nail this, because they've nailed everything else. I say it all the time. Anything on Apple TV has the best, most consistent, I should say. They're not the best, because Netflix does a great job too, or can do a great job. I think they're pretty tied. But because Apple TV has such a low number of low amount of content compared to Netflix, everything they put out, whether you like it or not, like whether you decide to partake in it or not, is up to you. But you cannot be almost guaranteed that the production quality is the best. It is the best quality. Netflix, I've seen some stuff that I'm like, oh, it's a good show, but the HDR wasn't too great, or the surround sound wasn't that great. I mean, but on Apple TV, everything is top notch, and I absolutely love it. And I have no doubt that they're going to nail this Godzilla series. Can't wait. Cannot wait. Adriano the nerd at Brightside HT. This is going to make you laugh. And it did. Currently doing some rewiring on the surround system, as we all do. Connected all the wires and ran a sound test. Nothing. No sound at all. I didn't attach the speakers at the other end. Safe to say, I think I found the problem. And he had the little gif of Homer going, "Don't!" But yeah, we've all been there. We've all done that. We've all screwed up one way or another. I'll tell you an embarrassing story, and this is fairly recent for myself. Since Adriano was nice enough to share, I will share an embarrassing story. You know, guy, everybody knows I love my Lumigen. Well, I was rewiring some stuff about a month after getting it. I was cleaning up my theater closet, and I rewired some things, and I unplugged some stuff and plugged some stuff back in to make it look neater, right? Okay. Well, all of a sudden, I go to watch a movie, and my Lumigen's not working. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this? So I backwarded it. I did all this stuff. I went back and forth. And I'm like, what the? I called my, and this is after about a half hour of me trying to figure out what I did wrong. Everything looked connected right. I called my projection guy, Jim. And I said, Jim, my Lumigen's just not working. Nothing. I get nothing out of this. He walks me through it. And what is it? I had the HDMI out connected on the wrong one. But here's why, and this is why it is embarrassing. I should have just remembered where I pulled it out of. Most of the time, so there's on my particular Lumigen, the 4242, it only has one out, okay? And the other HDMI out is for just audio only. Well, when most of the time on everything I've ever used before, the HDMI one would be video and audio. HDMI 2 would be audio only, because the priority would be the first one, right? Shouldn't it be that way? No. On my Lumigen, they were swapped. And I actually, when I unplugged it and neatened everything up, I plugged it into one HDMI 1, and I was sending audio to my projector. Didn't work. As soon as I put it in there, I was like, Jim, I'm so sorry. I got to go. Bye. Click. I was like, whoops, that was me. And I connected, you know, so once I know now on my Lumigen, it's connected to HDMI 2 is the output for video. So, but we've all done it. I've done a million stupid things in my life, and I've seen a million stupid things people have done home theater wise as well. So it's fun. It's funny. All right. Next up, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. The last half hour it takes off If you want to see some crazy motorcycle stunt riding, check it out. I give it a solid 3 stars out of 5, and that's G. Cornell. Email me that. Thank you very much. Here's another embarrassing one. I was so excited to see Snake Eyes, I bought it digitally. I paid the $30 to see it digitally. Didn't get a chance to see it. Came out on disc. Bought it on disc. I still haven't seen it. I've bought this movie twice now, and I still own it, obviously, in both formats. I still haven't seen it yet. So, again, I'm not the brightest bulb in the tree. All right, more. Ryan, now this is a great question. So Ryan got hit with the COVID, and he said in the past, you know, he got, you know, luckily, I only had the worst of the symptoms for 3 days or so. So he's doing well. But he's like, I've been able to get back down into my movie room to keep working on it, though, which is nice. I took off work this week and had some plywood and drywall delivered yesterday, hoping it looks more like an actual room soon. He says, while I've got you, I have a stupid question. No such thing, Ryan. We're in home theater. There's no such thing as stupid questions. Unless you're asking which way to face the TV. And then it's, you know, bright side towards you. Get it? That's where the name came from. When sitting in your seats, looking at the screen, is the speaker on my left the front left speaker for connection purposes, or is it opposite? This is a great question. Because people screw it up all the time. And again, I screwed it up. And where do you screw this up most of the time? So first and foremost, when you're looking at the screen, everything is based on looking at the screen because that's where you watch your TV. So your left side of your room is when you're looking at your screen, it's your left side of the room. Where most people get into trouble is your rear channels because you turn around and look at your rear channels and your left is now on the right side of the room if you're looking at the screen. You know what I mean? So it's flip-flopped. So you have to remember which side is which, but everything is based off of looking at the screen. I get the same thing at work too. I work on cars for a living and I'll get like, hey DJ, can you fix the right front corner of the car? Okay. And I'll go up and I'll repair the right front corner of the car. Next time I'm in, DJ, you forgot to do my car. And the salesman will pull it up. I go, no, I did it right there. He goes, that's not the right. This is. I was like, do you drive your car sitting on the hood, looking at the back? No. So it's the same thing. The left side of the car is when you're sitting in the car facing out of it, driving it. The left side, that's the left side. Everything's based off of you being in the car driving it. Same idea. But I get it in both. I've been dealing with this question now for almost 20 years in both formats, in cars and in home theater. But yeah, I even screwed this one up when I was doing Rich Keefe's theater. I mounted his rear channels, and the best way to do that is when you're putting your speakers in, run a test. I'm pretty sure all receivers have like a white noise test pattern, right? And you'll be able to see on your screen which speaker is supposed to be going left channel, right channel, and you'll hear ch-ch-ch-ch. Well, Rich Keefe and I were doing that, you know, from Dork Podcast when I was setting up his theater. Now I'm the professional here. Yeah. Quotation fingers. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, shh, left rear. And I was like, shh, and it was coming out of the right rear. And I just, whoop. Okay. Sorry. My bad. Reconnect them. And it was all during the setup. So it happens all the time. Great question, but everything's always based off of when you're looking at it, whether it's a windshield or the bright side of a television. All right. Next up. Oh, Carl sent me the link for a fun little video, as he called it. Best projector in 2022. Projector shootout. JVC NX7 versus NX7 versus NZ7. Sorry. NZ8 versus Sony Epson Optima. And I had already watched this when he sent it to me. It is fantastic. Links are in the show notes. And they go round side by side. It's Youthman put it out on YouTube, side by side, and they go over all of the setup, how they did everything. It's a 100-inch screen. They explain everything, why they had to do 100-inch screen, why this, and this. Very in-depth explanation, and it's fantastic. And the shootout on this, it's great. They come down to the finals, as they call it, is like the NZ8, I think, ends up going up against an NX7 or something. I can't remember which. But my overall point in this, obviously, I think the NZ8 won. But my overall point and their overall takeaway was how close all of these projectors really were. And they ran all of the projectors through MadVR, which is a video processor. They not a MadVR unit. There's a MadVR Envy, which is basically identical to a Lumagen. But the MadVR computer program or whatever, I've never experienced it myself, but they run it through that. And it seems like that's similar to the way they were explaining it. It's similar to running your anything like a movie through Panasonic UB820, right? So it optimizes it for the projector. And they did that to make it fair because the lower projectors never would have kept up with the upper projectors. It wouldn't even have been close. But when you level the playing field with a video processor, that they explain this all in the video, but it brings those projectors pretty close. And what I liked about it was like they were saying, and this is what I've been saying all along, is that these things are so close when you get up into the higher ends that, and Youthman actually uses the term, he goes, there's diminishing returns. And there was one comment by one, they had 10 people viewing this as a judgment and to judge these things. And while some of the shootouts, they'd win it like 10, it would be unanimous. This projector beat that projector, but it was still super close. And they talk about that in the video, how it was like, just because something was unanimous, it doesn't mean they weren't super close. But one of the evaluators, he said, he goes, I wouldn't pay $2,000 extra to upgrade from the cheapest projector, which I think was like the Epson or the Optima at $1,700, to upgrade from that to the NZ8, which is like a $20,000-$25,000 projector. That you see it in the video, they say it, and it's like they're like, that's how close these are. Yes, the NZ8 is better, but the Optima or the Epson or any of the lower ones, including the Sony is like third from the bottom. And it was like, they were so close, and it's amazing. It's so when you're shopping for a projector, really just you know, look for what you don't need to buy all the extra stuff. And especially if you only have a 100-inch screen, like if you're going to a 150-inch screen, yeah, you're going to need like an NZ8 or an NX7, an NZ8 with that power. But it's kind of like if you have a small room, you don't need 200 watts per channel. It's nice to have it and nice to have big speakers, and we all do it. We all go to the extreme. But when it really comes down to it, you don't need that extra brightness at a 100-inch screen because you're not going to really utilize that power unless you want to blind yourself. But because I've had listeners call in, not call in, but write in and be like, that was just too bright. It was too much. Talking about OLEDs or something like that. So really, really cool. I highly recommend checking out that video. Youthman is a Kansas City shootout, I think they called it. Really, really cool. All right. John Z. Johnny White Van Speakers. Actually, it's at Johnny Speakers, but he's got a white van. At Brightside HT, DJ had a good day today. Local pawn shop was, quote, getting out of the DVD business, end quote. All 4K Blu-rays were $2. $2. So he picked up Predator, Underworld, Cloverfield, Glass. What's this one here? Disney's Pixar, Soul, Monsters, Inc., Star Trek Beyond, Baby Driver, Terminator 2, Hell or High Water, 10 Cloverfield Lane, Star Wars A New Hope, Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars Return of the Jedi, Star Wars Attack of the Clones, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, War of the Planet of the Apes, and Rise of the Planet of the Apes. All 4K, all for $2. Insane. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 18, 20. He paid, he bought 21, I think it's 21 discs here. So he paid, you know, he got 21 discs for the price of two, for all intents and purposes, actually 1.5 at 4K. They're pretty expensive at times. Great job, John Z. We're all jealous. We are all jealous. But that's funny because there's a, ignorance is bliss. And we're the blissful ones here because the pawn shop was just unloading them. And you could have put them on eBay and got more money on that. Really, really cool. Great job, John. Mark V at Brightside HD. Thanks for the awesome contest, DJ. I'll be watching these over my COVID break. Sorry to hear that, Mark. Get well soon. And he says, I'll make the best of it and enjoy some movies. And he tweeted that out with some pictures of The Martian, Justice Society, DC Justice Society, and Godzilla versus Kong, and a beautiful picture of the menu of Godzilla versus Kong on his TV. But then his next tweet, because he wasn't too excited, he won the first one, and that was my lesser of the giveaways in December, just Justice Society, World War II. And he said he wasn't super excited about getting that, but loves to participate in these giveaways and these games. And he says, I retract my previous statements and thoughts on animated movies. The sound and HDR were awesome in this movie. I was pleasantly surprised. You were right again, DJ. All you had to say was paradox. And that's from the movie. But yes, Justice Society. They do take on a different level, these animated movies. Not as much as other movies do when you go from SDR to HDR. But the brights, because there's not as much gradation in animation, but you do get some really brilliant, you know, vibrancy, I should say. Everything's more vibrant and stuff. And it is. It's the sound was really good in this. And it is. It's a great home theater experience. I had a lot of fun with it. I was very close to actually reviewing that on the podcast at one point. That's why I had it. And I ended up with two copies. That's why I gave one away. All right. Next up, BJ Horton sent a bunch of pictures, and BJ Horton sent, he's got an 85-inch TV. He set it up in his room. It's a Sony. Way to go, BJ. Sony, can't go wrong. And he set it up. He's got a speaker set up. He's got front heights right now, but he's telling me he doesn't have Atmos, but he will soon because he's in the process of building his theater. And that was one of the things I had advised him on, is that when you're, anything can be overwhelming when you just keep looking at, like, you have 100 steps to get this thing done. And yet that first, I'd be like, I'm like, I don't care what you're doing. Like my old thing is sit on a bucket if you have to, and just enjoy what you've set up so far. Because honestly, that is what I did. He actually did send a picture, a few weeks ago, I think, of him sitting on a bucket. He didn't have a picture of himself, but a bucket that he was watching some stuff on and listening to the sounds. And that makes building the theater more enjoyable and not so daunting, because then you get to experience each step as you're going through. And it's going to sound like crap at the beginning, but it's still fun, and it's better than a single speaker from a TV. And then when you get to the final end, when you get to those room treatments and you get to everything being perfect, and I use quotation fingers because we're never perfect, you enjoy it more because you know how far you've come, how far this room has come. And now you sit there and enjoy it. Now you're going to start to nitpick, what can I improve from here? And that's us. That's home theater. That's home theater enthusiasts. We're always looking to improve. I'm in the middle of a project myself. Talk about it a little later. But same thing, always looking, nitpicking. So great. Happy for you, BJ. Keep on plugging away. Theo, hi, awesome show. Talking about my show with Todd Anderson. I love saying Todd Anderson. I can't just say Todd. Todd from AV Nirvana. I had so much fun sitting down with him, and I just really, really enjoyed it. And obviously, if you heard the podcast, plenty of tangents. But you know what? If you don't like tangents, good. No, just kidding. I won't go on that rant again. YouTube, Theo again. Hi, DJ. A nice new start. Enjoyed the show. So thanks, Theo, for noticing the new opening to my videos. I'm trying out some new things. I got some new cameras, some new gear. I'm trying to get, you know, I don't know, freshen up the podcast. And if you notice, I'm also filming them in the theater. So I'm actually, the podcast is coming from the theater. So that's been a project of mine that I've been working on. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. And I'm having fun doing it. So I'm going to keep doing it whether you enjoy it or not. Nah. Now I sound like Tom. All right. WV Brew sent out a meme of General Tarkin. For all his flaws, he reduced unemployment on Alderaan to zero. And that's hysterical because he just eliminated Alderaan, as we all know. Todd Anderson, Ghostbusters Afterlife on Kaleidoscape is a gorgeous flick. Video is flawless. Audio is loaded with bass, some impressive surround activity. Story lacks originality, but still a decent watch. Disc fans will be happy. To which I replied, you're doing my job. This is what I want to do. This is one of the reasons, and I've said it before, why I'm dying to get a Kaleidoscape is because when I do get one, and I will be getting one, I'm just saving the money, talking to the wife, working it out. But I wanted the movies come out early, and I would love to be able to do quick videos, quick little podcasts to let you guys know on reviews of movies as they come out and let, you know, stuff like this. So I can give you a heads up and know what the discs are going to look like, because the Kaleidoscape is pretty close to the disc, and sometimes it's a little bit better, but you'd have to have a system to be able to tell the difference. And I don't think I have that system, but yeah, I would love to be able to do that. And, this is a fun thing for me to do, and I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, Todd's doing it too, and I love the interaction. So it just makes it that much more fun. So really looking forward to that. I still haven't seen Ghostbusters Afterlife because I'm waiting for the disc or Kaleidoscape, but I think I'll probably end up getting the disc before the Kaleidoscape. All right. Martin Anderson at Brightside HD. Have you seen this set photo from The Hunt for Red October build to move like a real submarine? That's awesome. And it was a picture of Alec Baldwin and Sean Connery in, you know, in full costume or whatever you want to call it. On the set of the sub, and it's tilted pretty much, it looks like at 20 degrees, something like that. And they're just standing there like leaning, trying to balance themselves. But I think I did see this. I thought I heard about it in the audio commentary on the Laserdisc that they built a huge like gimbal for the set to rocket back and forth. Other people have done the same thing. I don't know if they were the first ones to do it, maybe because it was the 80s. But yeah, they built that entire set on this giant gimbal so they could rock it and roll it. And then the actors actually had to move along with it. It was really cool. Really, really cool. But I did, it's funny. There's so much stuff that I've heard over the years that, you know, when you see it again, you're like, oh yeah, I do remember that. So yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Thanks, Martin. Todd again. Todd giving away. It, same day as me, I had planned on when I got to 400, but then Todd in the morning, giveaway time, follow and retweet to win a new 4K UHD Blu-ray copy of Ghostbusters Afterlife. Winner randomly selected. Good luck. So I would highly recommend, obviously, he tagged me in this. That's why I'm reading it here, but I love the movie. So go there, follow him, retweet Ghostbusters Afterlife. But yeah, it's not coming out until the end of the month, and he's going to be selecting somebody on the 30th. So good luck to everybody. Adriano the Nerd. Now we're getting into a few of the replies, from people congratulating me. So Adriano the Nerd, replying to my 400 followers and my announcement and then the Dune 4K giveaway. And Adriano says, that feeling when a new episode of Brightside HD drops. Congrats on the milestone. It's a great community we have here. Thank you, Adriano. Some of these, like Adriano's right here, I didn't even see this. He put it out yesterday. I didn't see it until I sat down to do this. And I go through all of my Twitter replies and everything. And I sat down to do this podcast and I was like, oh my God, I didn't even see Adriano said that. So I'm glad I sat down to do this. But thanks, Adriano. I appreciate that. Justin was one of the first people to say, Justin Van Camp says, congrats on the milestone, DJ. Proud of you, man. He's like, anything I can do to help out, hit me up via DM. And that's what I'm talking about. That's how great this community is. You guys have been so great to me. Adriano just tweeting this stuff out. You know, Todd helping me out with, you know, he's with AV Nirvana and trying to help me grow my brand as opposed to me helping him. They're bigger than I am. And I just, but nobody cares about that stuff. What AV Rant has done for me, what HT guys have done for me, you know, High Def Disc News, all of these places that are huge, you know, they're huge in home theater podcasting and or the community. And it's everybody, they don't care who you are. They just want to help you out and promote home theater. And thank you very much, Justin. Appreciate it. Theo, always. That's part of the promotional stuff. Anybody just making a comment and it helps promote. I don't think I'm promoting me. I think I'm promoting home theater because I want that enthusiasm out there. And you guys are doing a great job at it. Steve George, another one, always helping me promote, you know, home theater. And he says, congrats on the milestone. Next stop, 4,000. It's like, yeah, maybe someday. Give a few more discs away. Dan Carpenter, agree. He says, I agree. This is a great community. No bullies or know-it-alls, unlike some other AV sources. Yeah, we all know where those sources are. And but that's what I'm saying is like Twitter, I don't think it's not a cesspool. It is what you make it. And in what we have here on Twitter, I can't stress it enough how great it is. Just follow it along and just follow the things that you like. And that's all you have to worry about because that's all I ever see. I see everything that, you know, I have Brightside Chat and I have this, a home theater, and that's all I follow. And I only like on each of them, I like and follow and check out all the different things that relate to that. And that's where those feeds go. And it's great, great people here. And because of that, I decided, like I said, I gave away a disc, a Dune 4K disc, but you guys are my listeners and you guys, the listeners, people listening to this right now are the most important people. Cause it's for me, it's cause I'm a podcast. I need to grow the brand. So that's why I did what I did. But I also want to thank you guys. So because of that, I want to give the listeners a second opportunity to win a Dune 4K UHD disc. So anybody listening to this podcast, this is all you have to do is just, you can either tweet, and it very simple, just a tweet that says hashtag Dune thank you. That's it. Or you can email me hashtag in the subject line, hashtag Dune thank you. And then on next Tuesday's show, which I record on Monday nights. So next Monday night, and it'll be released on Tuesday morning, I will pull a name randomly from that. And that will be the winner. But I wanted to do something just for the listeners. And I will be doing, and like I said, all of this stuff, all of these discs, everything that I'm doing here, it's all paid for by you guys. So I've been saving up my Patreon money and I want to give it all back to you guys. But in turn, hopefully promote the podcast as well. So if you put a tweet out and it says, hey, DJ, thanks, blah, 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 whatever, but it has hashtag Dune. What did I say? I think I forgot what Dune. Thank you. Hashtag Dune. Thank you. That's all it is. It's a thank you to the listeners. And if people on Twitter don't know what it is, that's fine. But just say hashtag Dune. Thank you. And or email me hashtag Dune. Thank you. And I will, you know, enter you in the listener only podcast giveaway, the Dune giveaway. So, all right. That should do it. But the disc is really good. The movie is really good. Dolby Atmos, Dolby Vision. I've really enjoyed it. I've watched it a couple times already. I do wish it had, you know, the variable aspect ratio. I wish we could get an IMAX enhanced version. But hopefully someday that'll come. All right. Check this out. This just in. BJ Horton, 2005 at Brightside HT. Just saw this. BJ, you made it in under the wire. Brightside HD, just loving this. It isn't my final perfect setup, but at DJ's advice, I just had to get it working for now. But the sounds, the feels, watching Welcome to Earth now and loving it. Also the picture, I am maybe 5.5-6 feet away from an 85-inch screen. Exceeds THX recommendation. And he sent a picture. I could see his feet. I think that's his foot. See his feet and a picture of the screen and him looking up at the screen. It looks fantastic. And that's just it. If we spend so much time worrying about all the little details and not just sit there and enjoy the content, all of this content that we're trying to take in, that we're building towards, you're missing the experience, I think. And you got to experience it in all of its glory at all levels. So starting out and you've got nothing on the walls and no carpet and everything's, all the sounds bouncing everywhere, still sounds fun and it sounds great, but then it's just going to improve from there. And BJ, we talked about one earlier. I don't know when I got that text or tweet from him. That was a few days ago, but yeah, just keep plugging away. And that's what I was trying to tell him. He had been working on this project for a couple of years, I believe. He just kept putting off step one and putting off step one. And I said, just start and just plug in and just, once you start, just, and don't not watch it too. Just plug in and sit there, wires on the floor. Who cares? Turn the lights out and enjoy. And then just keep on plugging away. And that's what he's doing, and he's having a blast. I am so happy for you, BJ. Congratulations, buddy. What a great way to end the podcast. What a great way to end the week, or end a Tuesday. Thank you very much to everybody. Really excited. 2022 is going to be great. I'm having so much fun. We're going to be giving tons of stuff away because of you guys, because of the Patreon supporters. So thank you to all the Patreon supporters for helping. And help promote the podcast, and we'll be giving stuff away more and more often. This week's real easy, no contest or anything like that. All you got to do, well, no Easter egg hunt or anything like that. All you got to do, tweet out hashtag Dune Thank You. Hopefully I keep remembering that. I just wrote it down. So hashtag Dune Thank You. And that's what we're going to do. And thank you very much to everybody. Have a great week. I will be back. Big movie on Friday that I'm reviewing. I cannot wait. One of my favorite movies from 2020. Yes, it came out in 2020. One of my favorite movies came out in 4K in 2020. The year is up. I am reviewing it come Friday. Can't wait for you guys to hear it. Gonna have a lot of fun with this one too. So hopefully you'll be back on Friday. If not, I'm definitely back next Tuesday. So have a great week, everybody. Go push play.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.